The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Good Vibrations. This is my birthday show. Yesterday was my birthday, and thanks to all my people out there who sent birthday wishes over Facebook. That was so exciting. It was my first year to do that and get hundreds of happy birthdays. That was very invigorating yesterday. And so today, I have a wonderful person on, and she's one of my favorite people in the world, and it's actually one of my favorite topics in the world, so I thought I'd do that for my birthday show. So today we have Shannon O'Hara on. She's a world-renowned psychic medium and access consciousness facilitator and author of Talk to the Entities. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you.
So glad to have you on.
So pleased to be here.
So we're going to have a lot of fun today because this is kind of one of those topics where people get a little wonky. They either really, really like or they really, really don't. And Shannon's going to dispel a bunch of myths that you probably have today about ghosts, entities, whatever you want to call them.
Right. So should we just start? Should we just jump in to talk about what Talk to the Entities is?
Yeah.
So Talk to the Entities is, in fact, a specialty class of access consciousness. So Gary Douglas is my stepfather and raised me since I was just a little kid. And all throughout my life, I was really affected by the fact that I was in communication of and aware of what we would call spirits or ghosts or entities. And as a teen, it really tortured me. And then in my early 20s, I started doing more and more access because I was literally at the place in my life where I wanted to kill myself. And it was sort of like I was either going to kill myself or do access, or something had to change. And so Gary actually, in fact, kind of tricked me into doing access because I didn't want to do the weird stuff my dad did. And he kind of tricked me into it. I'm so grateful he did, because what I started noticing was bit by bit, I actually was feeling better. And so one thing led to another, and I just started doing more and more access just because it was making me feel better and better. And literally one day I was home alone in my apartment, and it was as if someone switched on a light. And the living room was so full of entities, I couldn't see the other side of the room. And I totally flipped out. And I totally knew what it was, but I totally didn't want to deal with it. And I called up Gary, and I said, "Oh, my God, my house is full of ghosts, and I'm terrified." And he said, "That's great." I thought, "Are you crazy? This is weird." And for me, really what it was I didn't want to be seen as a freak, and I didn't want to be seen as weird, which is what I thought talking to entities was back then. And I really noticed how my refusal to acknowledge that it was occurring and my absolute resistance to exploring it was actually creating a detriment in my life. So I decided at that point that no matter what it took and no matter what it looked like, I would open up to this, even though I was hesitant and worried and full of judgment about it. And what it's led to is a level of change and magic, for lack of a better word, healing possibility that I never even realized was possible. So Talk to the Entities is the education that you should have been given from day one about entities, ghosts, and spirits, about how to communicate with them, how to clear them, how to live with them without the separations and a whole lot of upset that goes into that area. Because in truth, there are a lot of entities in the world, and all of us are one day going to drop our bodies and we too will seem like ghosts to other people. So it's really something that it's like, and talk to the entities that talk a lot about, hey, it's like, what would it be like if we lived in a world that dealing with entities wasn't considered evil or wrong or terrible or mean or vicious? Because there are so many people on the planet who have an ability, it's actually a talent and a capacity to communicate with spirits. And they're oftentimes driven totally insane by it because they're totally unsupported and there is no education about it for the most part in the world. And the information we are given about it is incorrect. So that's talk to the entities.
So you have been seeing and in some way sensing ghosts, entities, whatever, since you were young, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's
and
correct.
And as a teenager, that didn't go over so well.
Well, what I started, you know, it's actually, so in the book that you mentioned earlier, Talk to the Entities, which is available on Amazon, it's also available on the talktotheentities.com website and the Access Consciousness website. In that book, I talk about, it's basically, it's my story, but it's like what I've heard a lot of feedback from people is when they read it, they're blown away at, they're sort of realizing all this stuff that had occurred in their lives, but they didn't realize that that's what it was. So it's like, as a little kid for me, it was no big deal. I didn't think about it. It wasn't an issue. But as we grow up, we start duplicating and entraining ourselves to the way that other people think about things. So if we're raised in a culture or raised by people that have a lot of fear and a lot of resistance around entities, then that is in turn the way that we learn to interact with that topic. And for me, I was actually quite supported in my household growing up in regards to entities and all sorts of different stuff, which I'm really grateful for. But as a teenager, I knew that it was weird and I knew that it was, and what I basically thought that it made me wrong and it made me a freak. So I did my best to try and shut it off. And it sort of, you cannot actually make a talent and ability go away. You can only repress it and suppress it and cover it up with, you know, drugs. And that's what a lot of people who do turn to drugs and alcohol are doing. They're trying to make their awareness go away. So for me, it was really trying to make my awareness go away. And instead of it actually going away, it just sort of distorted and perverted into being, you know, depressed and bipolar and upset all the time. When I never could feel comfortable around people. Oh, I always had a sense that I was paranoid and there was something wrong with me. And it was like this constant ongoing anxiety as a teen, which is what I see as a very common theme for a lot of teenagers.
Yeah.
So once I sort of started to recognize that, number one, I was different, and number two, if I didn't claim, own, and acknowledge that I was different, it was going to kill me.
So why are so many people, especially in the United States, so afraid of ghosts, and what are the most common judgments? Because there are a lot of cultures that are out there where death and disembodied entities is no big deal.
Well, that's right, and it's really interesting because if you look at like the Asian culture, for example, it has a totally different point of view about spirits than the American culture does, and different than the African culture, and different than the European culture. And it's all cultures tend to have a different bent. Now, what's really interesting is it really wasn't until organized religion that there was this big campaign against spirits. In all native cultures, it was understood that there were entities, and it was honored to communicate with them, and they were honored. It wasn't something that you were told didn't exist. So it really was, and I hate to say this because this could ruffle a lot of feathers, and I'm going to say it anyways, that it's really the Christianity that's created a tremendous campaign against entity communication and peace with entities.
And, you know, what's so weird is I had both my mother-in-law and my father in hospice in our house. And all of the hospice nurses, we noticed they were all from Africa. And they were so much at peace with the process.
Right.
And we got into conversations in the middle of the night about how you couldn't get an American to do that job because they were afraid. They had fear.
Right. And that's exactly right. And so it's like in the cultures where spirits are honored, so is also death, which creates a totally different sense of the process, takes it out of being a traumatizing, terrible thing into a natural part of life, which is a whole other topic. So obviously the talk to the entities topic is a massive one and brings up so much stuff for people. And it's like, I know for you personally, because you've been on a couple of my classes, it's like, has your perspective and has your awareness in that area shifted in ways that you didn't even know were possible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's one of the things I'm hoping maybe a little bit later in the call we can talk about, you know, how can people develop this as their talent?
Sure.
Everybody has
sure.
their talent.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's what I believe and that's what I say.
So what are some of the most common judgments that people have about ghosts?
Well,
I
think before even cognitive judgments come into play, there is the visceral feeling of fear. That's the absolute first place that most people go, which most people never get past. And luckily, with the tools of access, we actually can get past fear in about 10 minutes. And it's so cool, because once that's no longer on the table, it's all clear sailing. So fear, okay. definitely first and foremost. And then I think past that is the sense of not wanting to be seen as weird. For talking to ghosts. And it's so interesting, and I'll say this as sort of a side note, it's so interesting because it's like, what I say a lot in my classes, and I'll say it now, is like, can you imagine if somebody, when you die, can you imagine if that somebody's going to think the same way about you that you think about ghosts and entities right now?
Interesting.
And I hopefully that creates a perspective for how erroneous most people's points of view about entities are. It's just we in this culture and in this day and age, we function from a tremendous amount of incorrect information about entities. And if you look back through history, and even as early as Shakespeare, it's like Shakespeare, in all of his plays, he had main characters that were spirits. It was socially acceptable, and you were considered foolish if you didn't believe in spirits. So how did we evolve into this day and age within the, you know, within the, I'll call it the white culture, because it's really just white people that tend to have the biggest problems with them. How did we evolve into this basically the lie that the spirit world doesn't exist? And that's what it is. It's truly a lie. And that's why people have so much confusion around it.
And so, again, is it really the church that's kind of the biggest perpetrator of the fear?
Yeah, I mean if you talk to me, that's where I'm going to go with it. And it's stuff that was created because it's like you have to remember that there's been a huge campaign against everything that's different from the church for centuries and centuries and centuries. And it's like we all remember the Inquisition, we all remember the Salem witch trials, we all remember all of those times when being different and being a healer or being a seer or being a channeler, whatever, was considered evil and wrong and something that needed to be stamped out. And I think that right now we're really living in the aftermath of that ridiculous time. And it's really interesting now, though, because the entity conversation has become very popular. It's on TV. It's something that everyone is sort of more familiar with and I think way more open to, which I really think is a really positive sign of the times.
So I want to talk a little bit about some of the most common misconceptions that people have about ghosts. And, you know, I come from, before Access, I came from 20 years in metaphysics, and I thought I finally found a home when I went to metaphysics because just nothing ever felt right,
right.
Until I got there. But I never was one of those people that believed everything that somebody told me. So there were even parts of metaphysics that, you know, didn't really float with me. But it was always made me laugh when they said, you know, oh, people that have passed over, they can see everything and they're basically smarter than us because they see and know everything. Is
right.
that true?
Absolutely not. The other thing I tell people, you know, first day, first 20 minutes of any beginning class is entities are just like people. Just because somebody dies doesn't mean that all of their personality and their issues are erased. People take their stuff with them. The death process, and I'll actually call it the transition process, where you go from having a body to not having the same kind of body anymore, because entities still have energetic bodies, just not the same kind of molecular density that we have as people, quote unquote. And that's why you can perceive them, because they actually do have an energetic resonance. Side note. Basically, it's like if somebody is a mean, malicious, controlling person in life, chances are they're going to be that way in the afterlife. If someone's a kind, you know, gentle soul, they will be that way in the afterlife. It is less common for somebody to transform all of their limitations when the transition occurs. It is more common for people to maintain their points of view on the other side. And, you know, for me, what I discovered years ago was that it's like I was washing the dishes in my apartment one day and I could perceive an entity standing behind me, and it was a young man. And the before I even could say hello to him, the first thing that came out of my head towards him was, do you know you don't have a body anymore? And he sort of looked at me and didn't even realize he didn't have a body. And in that moment, I realized that I was actually more conscious than he was. And that was a big eye-opener for me to recognize that I actually had more awareness than a lot of the entities that I deal with. And since then, for the most part, I have discovered that I have a tremendous amount more awareness than, you know, not only a lot of people, but also most entities. So it's a really big myth that entities are superior because they don't have bodies. That is not true.
So why is it that some want to be known and be seen and others don't? I just have a real quick story. My mom passed away about 3 years ago at Christmas. And, you know, I always had different family members or different friends that would, you know, their family members would come see me when they transitioned. And then I'd give messages back to their family members. And I was kind of surprised that my mom never came back to see me. So about 3 or 4 months down the road, we're sitting in our living room and my husband was there, and this subject totally wigs him out. And all of a sudden, the back door slams and nobody else was home. And I can hear somebody rustling around in the kitchen, and my husband can perceive this too, which, you know, all of a sudden he's like, who's there, you know? It freaks him out so bad, he's getting ready to go get the gun, right? Because he's worried somebody's in the house. And finally, I knew it was my mom the whole time, and when he went to go get the gun, I went, Mom, Bill's going to shoot the dog or somebody coming in the door if you don't cut it out. And all of a sudden she went, huh, and slammed the back door and left.
Wow.
So why is it that some want to kind of be seen and some just seem to want to sneak around, you know, to check things out? Or, you know, they all seem to have a different agenda.
That's absolutely right. And it actually depends a lot on their personality. So what they were like in life, that's oftentimes what they're going to be like or how they're going to show up as an entity. And the other thing is, I think people have a really grave misconception that just because if, like, somebody comes to me and they want to contact their grandmother or their mother and their mother isn't really around or doesn't really want to talk to them, I can't really do anything for them. I can't make the entities talk to them. So it's sort of like everyone has their own points of view, especially entities, and if they want to be around you, they will, and if they don't, they won't, and there really isn't much that you can do about them not wanting to be around you. And a lot also has to do with, again, their personalities.
Well, on that note, we're going to take our first break, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes and talk some more about entities. We'll be back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit StCroixDreamVacation.com That's SDCROIX, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. Just a shout out, I'd like for you guys to join the new Good Vibrations newsletter. If you're on the Good Vibrations website, underneath where you actually play the show today, there'll be a new link on there to join the newsletter. We're going to start offering different discounts from guests and from myself for sessions and just different things in the newsletter and give you some more vibrational information on there. Also, if you'll like us on Facebook, again, we're going to have some discounts and surprises for people that, who hook up with us. So again, today we have Shannon O'Hara, and we're talking to the entities today. Welcome back, Shannon.
Thank you.
So what are some of the tools then that people can use to kind of get out of their fear?
Well, without disclosing too much, and I don't know that it's the first thing that you want to look at with the fear with entities is, number one, is it yours or does it belong to somebody else? Do you actually function from your own points of view in regards to entities, or do you function from other people's points of view in reality? And are you looking to other people to determine what's okay for you to believe and what's okay for you to say? Or, you know, it's like, so that's number one. Number one, is it your fear? Number two is to recognize that fear is actually what we call a distractor implant, meaning that it isn't actually real. It's something that's designed to prevent you from seeing what's actually going on behind it or underneath it. And what's interesting is that fear is actually always covers up potency. So if you think back throughout your life that every time you've been afraid, what if those weren't actually moments of fear? What if those were actually moments where you were becoming more potent and were misidentifying that energy as fear?
And you can get more information on Shannon at www.talktotheentities.com. So feel free to check her out on there. So what can you do to develop some of these talented abilities? If it's a capacity to be able to see or perceive these entities, what kinds of things can they do to develop it?
Well, I mean, it's the first step is really to acknowledge it, and that's a huge part, is actually to acknowledge and go, yes, this is in fact occurring. And for everybody, it's different. Everyone has a different way of perceiving. I mean, I offer classes, you know, and they're 6 weeks long, and that's the beginning. And usually by the end of those 6 weeks, the people start to have a sense, if not a total substantiated awareness, of what that is to receive communications with entities. And it literally took me, to be honest, take me quite a few years to start to really develop that trust and that clarity that is, you know, that I have now. So it really, talking to entities is such a gift because it touches on so many different areas of a person. Because talking to entities, number one, requires a tremendous amount of trust in you. If you don't want to trust you, if you don't function from honoring you and what you know, dealing with entity communication will be very difficult. But if you do actually desire to enhance those abilities, to step up in that area, to be clearer, you also have to start to trust you more. So that's the great gift that it can be. Also, communicating with entities will exercise and stretch it'll stretch you in ways that really nothing else does. And it's an area that I think people are tremendously underdeveloped, if not absolutely crippled. And again, really my hope and my dream for the future is that the educational materials in the Talk to the Entities programs will be available to people who are institutionalized, literally, so that they can be educated instead of medicated. I've worked with quite a few people who have had multiple different diagnoses, paranoid schizophrenia, borderline personality, bipolar, and so on. And through conversations and sessions, we've been able to get them off their medication and into an empowered place where they recognize that they actually have this tremendous potency with entities that they have never been acknowledged for. So with the communicating with entities, number one, it's practice. Number two, it's trust. Number three, it's, you know, the big, hugest component of it is willingness. It really boils down to the willingness. Because you can, it's sort of like all babies are aware of entities. And so everybody was a baby at one point. So you have the capacity. What'd you do with it? So it's there, buried somewhere underneath something, you know, or multiple somethings. And you also have to remember that as a little baby, did you perceive the world the way you perceive the world now? What would it
definitely
be like?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. So what would it be like to perceive more from the space and the curiosity that children perceive from? They have much more willingness to be aware than most adults do. So it's really beginning to access those energies and make those choices that start to rework people's sort of willingness, their internal psychology, so to speak.
So what about, I mean, some people are willing to go to the point where there are people that have transitioned, but aren't there many other types of entities, disembodied beings that are out there?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you know, and that's part of the Talk to the Entities education is learning about that stuff. Because we have, entities is an umbrella term that a lot of other different kinds of beings fall underneath. And so you have entities that'll seem like people, like you and me. They'll communicate like people. They'll seem like people. They could have been relatives or whatever. That's one kind of entity. And then you can also have nature spirits, beings that contribute to the, you know, the growth of nature. And this is what's been, I think, probably most devastating for the planet, is that so much of the nature in the world is being eviscerated. So there's a lot of, and without those spirits and without that nature, the earth doesn't live. Whole other side topic. And you want to also remember that there's a lot of native cultures like that believe in the spirits that live in the trees, and especially spirits that are in the water. And for me, these aren't superstitions. These are realities. And it's interesting because the other day I was having a conversation with my dad about it's interesting because I talk about this stuff all the time to large numbers of people, and I never get greeted with anyone telling me I'm wrong or I'm stupid or I'm crazy. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Like, I've been doing this for, you know, so many years. And he goes, yeah, you don't get that because you think it's normal. And to me, this stuff is normal. And I think to a lot of people, it's normal. But do they have the courage to claim it? So there's nature spirits, and then there's like light beings that seem more like flashing lights or energies or orbs or vibrations that might not communicate like people but still have an energetic signature. And so on and so on and so on. And of course, there's the demon conversation, which really freaks a lot of people out. But once people can have that conversation, can create such dynamic liberation and change. It's just amazing. So there's so much to learn about this topic, and there's just so much possibility. And I've only ever seen people's lives get better and better and better with it.
And so as a side note to this, one of the things that you teach, in metaphysics, we always called them guides, and a lot of people would talk to their guides, and they would kind of help them through different things, and you call them teammates.
Right, that's right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like, with the teammate stuff, it's like, for me, metaphysics has always felt really weird and significant, and I actually think that metaphysics is just another form of religion. And when people talk about guides, like spirit guides and guardian angels, it always made me feel weird. And I never really got why until I realized that they were what they were creating around the whole point of view of spirit guides was that there was an entity or spirit that was more aware, more conscious than they were, that knew better than they did. And that's where we really get into the trouble, is where we start making things, no matter what it is, whether it's a spirit or a person or an organization or anything, when we start making things outside of us greater than our own awareness, that's when the trouble starts. So I call these beings teammates, because it doesn't denote that they're superior to you. It denotes that they're with you, they're playing with you, they're participating with you, and they desire to contribute to you if you allow them and if you ask them to. So it's not about that you're lost and you need to be guided, and it's not that, you know, you need to be guarded because there's a problem. It's that there is infinite possibility, infinite consciousness. What energy, space, and consciousness can we and our teammates be to facilitate our lives to be greater than we can even imagine? So it's really working with the energies that are available to us to start to access the energies of creation. Because everything in the universe is made of energy. This is even scientifically proven. How much do people function in their lives from the creative source of that possibility rather than from the impotence of that they have no creative capacity to change anything energetically? So it's really working with the energies to access those capacities. Utilize the resources you have available to you, which are your teammates, and each and every one of us has that supportive energy. Do you ask for it? Do you receive it? Do you allow them to participate in your life? And what would it take for that to occur?
That was one of the biggest things that I got out of your classes, because years ago when I would watch channels and they would say they were channeling Archangel Michael, and meanwhile I'm sitting there watching and there's three entities that are just sitting there laughing their rear ends off because they're just pretending that that's who they are and the person doesn't know the difference. You know, I had lost all faith in exactly what I was talking to and kind of, you know, shut myself off from my teammates.
Wow.
That was one of the biggest things that I got out of your classes, was really reconnecting with them.
Right.
And allowing somebody, something else in that to assist me rather than being, I got to do it all on my own.
Oh, I'm so pleased, Lynn. That's great to hear.
That's been a tough road to hoe, hasn't it?
Wow. 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 And, you know, thank you for saying that. If I can just add to that a little bit, it's like, for those of you that are listening, it's like, have you ever felt that someone had your back totally? Do you have people in your life that support you without judgment totally? And it's really each and every one of us has these teammates, as I call them, these beings of light, desire to support each and every one of us without judgment, and they will wait and they will wait and they will wait until you ask for them to participate with you. And what would the world be like if everyone knew that they were safe and that there was a kindness and a peace available for them if they chose it? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, please.
Cool.
So, again, I keep going back to metaphysics as my measuring stick, just because I run into it so often. So in terms of clearing them, why would you clear an entity? I know a lot of people use sage and things like that. They go to buy a house and they feel like there's something in there or whatever, and they want to clear it. So they pull out all these different, you know, items to try to do that. A, it's not that difficult. But B, you know, what is the purpose?
Well, I think, number one, a lot of entities are trying to get out of here and they can't figure out how. It's weird because I also never realized why entities, like, there's people hang around here, and I'll just right now talk about people entities just to make this a simpler conversation. I see a lot of people hanging around, and everyone hangs around for different reasons. Either, number one, their family doesn't want to let go of them, and that can have a huge impact on why people hang around. Also, people can be, when people cross over when they're on a lot of drugs or alcohol, that creates a stuckness. People feel like they need to stay because they want to take care of somebody, or they want to apologize to somebody, or they need to handle something before they can leave, or they need to say goodbye before they can leave and no one will listen to them. So there are a lot of beings who are trying to leave, and ultimately what's required is a choice. They literally just have to choose to leave. But a lot of people, it's like, how many people in life do you see functioning from total choice?
Not many.
Not a lot. Mostly people function from obligation and responsibility and judgment and a lot of constriction of what's possible for them. And then they take that. And if you are not choosing, crossing over can be very, it's as stagnant as life. So people actually have to choose to leave. And what I found totally bizarre was that I would be clearing them and I would tell them that it's okay for them to go now. And then they'd leave. And I thought, how is it that I can do that for them? You know, it made no sense to me at all. And it's sort of like, I just think we gravely underestimate people's impotence in choosing, period. So with the clearing them, it actually is doing a lot of people a favor, first of all, because they can't figure out how to get going. Second of all, they're, And there was just a lot of lost beings who are just super duper unconscious. And they don't even realize they're there, or they had a job, for example, in like 1872 to guard some doorway, or they had some responsibility that they're still functioning from without realizing that that job's over now. And so then you can also clear them, and so on and so on and so on and so on.
So just like you in your teenage years, when you tried to kind of turn all this off, there was a period in my life when I tried to turn all this off too. And it's so funny when I heard your dad talking one time how he loves antiques. And I kept thinking, that's just not me. I have always had this thing my whole life. I just don't like antiques. They kind of make my skin crawl.
Right.
And it wasn't until that moment that I realized why. So
right, that's
tell
right.
them why. What do you get with your antiques sometimes?
Yeah, no, that's a great, I love talking about that because, you know, it's like you'll have a lot of literally entities attached to pieces because either the person in that lifetime felt that that was their piece of furniture, that was the most valuable thing they owned. You can also have the people who made the objects still attached to them. And it's sort of like really interesting. This can also occur with houses where people die in houses or they have the point of view that this is my house. And so they'll literally stay in that house and haunt it forever without even realizing that they have a different choice and that they don't have a body anymore. And wouldn't you like to go do something more now? So it's like, especially with antiques, there can be so many entities attached to stuff that it's really advantageous to know how to clear them so that obviously the piece of furniture or the piece of jewelry or the painting or whatever is easier to be around. Because I think people perceive entities, but they're so uncognitive about it that they do not actually cognitize what that energy is that they're perceiving. They just sense a weirdness. Or a weirdness, and they don't actually really have the tools or the wherewithal to know how to number one, think about it or even confront it, and number two, then handle it.
So, and that was one of the reasons why I brought it up, because so many people do sense something like that, and they want to say they can't sense entities like you or I or anybody else, but really they can, and antiques is a good way a lot of times where it's like they get the heebie-jeebies or they're like, ooh, that's, feels wonky or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's
totally.
Some sensing the entities, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like the interesting thing, too, with, when you talk about that is that just to touch on to the thing about how do you start to develop your ability to communicate, the thing is that I think people really misconstrue what communicating with entities is supposed to be like, and people really misconstrue and misidentify and falsify what being aware of entities is supposed to be like. You know, it's like people think that it's going to be clear and crystal clear and like all make sense and just be like the physical world, and it just isn't that at all. So a lot of people are aware of entities and are actually communicating with entities without even really cognitizing it because it doesn't match what their point of view about what it should look like is.
Very true. We're going to take our last break and we'll be back in a few minutes with Shannon.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit MyPhenomenalLife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we are talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, stcroixdreamvacation.com.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for staying on with us. Please remember, too, that www.stcroixdreamvacation.com is one of our sponsors. And if you're interested in a getaway to a beautiful U.S. Virgin Island vacation, stop by at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com. And we're back again with Shannon O'Hara and Talk to the Entities.
Hello.
So what is communicating like? You brought up that people have a point of view about what it should look like or the box that it should kind of be in, and it isn't always that way. So what does it look like, feel like, smell like to you?
Yeah, well, I can input to that to the degree that I'm aware of. And it's like the thing that I really have to specify over and over again to everybody is that everybody perceives and functions differently. We all learn differently. We all function different. We are all different. So the way that it is for me is probably going to be different, for example, than the way that it is for you, Lynn, or the way that it is for somebody else. So to really keep that in mind as you go forward. So and a lot for me, what I discovered over time was that a lot of the communications that I was having with entities, it felt like my own thoughts. It felt like my own thoughts. It wasn't, and I'm not the kind of person that actually hears voices, but there are people who will report that very, very matter-of-factly that they literally hear voices. And that's very, very common. And I really encourage people not to judge that and not freak out about it, but recognize that it's actually a capacity. So for me, I haven't been a big voice hearer all my life, but what I have noticed is that their communication would be put into my universe as my own thoughts and my own feelings. So I had to distinguish between them and recognize that I was perceiving their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions, the information they were trying to get across. I was perceiving it as though it was my own stuff. So I really had to clarify that to myself. Also, I think people do a lot of smelling. There's a lot of that indication with entities. And people can communicate with entities in a, you know, sentence format like the way we communicate, but that's very rare. That's very rare because entities do not have bodies. They have got to communicate with you telepathically. So do animals and so do trees. So it's the same muscle, so to speak, of perception. And it's a much more subtle, sophisticated, and elegant form of communication than using crude language. Because language, although it is interesting and although it can be a tremendous art and craft, is limited. You can only express certain things with language telepathically, psychically. When you're willing to be infinitely perceptive and receptive, there is infinite awareness
which I think could intimidate and overwhelm some people or excite others, depending on who they are as a person. But to recognize that what's also interesting is, like, if you talk to psychologists, they'll tell you that 95% of communication is actually nonverbal. So we as people are actually communicating without words a lot as well. Now, granted, some of that's body language and a lot of that's posturing and stuff. So when the person doesn't have a body, how do you understand their body language? It's just a matter of really acknowledging what you are aware of. When you're aware of it, in the acknowledgement of what is, that muscle grows stronger. Every time you disavow it or you tell yourself you're making it up or you're crazy or you're full of shit or that's not really happening, literally you are diminishing your capacity for that awareness. So the more you acknowledge what you're aware of, the more you validate it, the more you claim it, the stronger it gets. The more you invalidate it, the weaker and diminished it gets. And for a lot of people, literally their muscles for entity communication are atrophied, and that is why it feels so impossibly difficult to figure out how to do it. It's not because they can't, it's because they're terribly out of shape, and that's really all that it is.
And I got to tell you guys, so let's talk a little bit about some of your classes and stuff, too, you have coming up. Shannon is one of my favorite Access Consciousness facilitators because she is just spot on at just calling whatever you've got going on. And we all know that a lot of times we don't really want to smell our own stuff or, you know, we want to sit in our poopy pants, I like to call it. And Shannon's not going to let you sit there. It's like, okay, here's what this is, Lynn. Do you want to sit there and say that you really can't do this, or do you want to move past this? And that's really what the bottom line is. And so her classes are just phenomenal, whether they're live and in person or even the telecalls. So tell me a little bit about what you have coming up, Shannon.
Thank you. Yeah, so with my schedule, I've got a lot of Talk to the Entities classes scheduled live and also telecalls. If you look at the talktotheentities.com website, there is a calendar section, and in that section you'll see everything I've got going on. I've got a class on the 18th, 19th, and 20th in Tampa, Florida. That's this month. And then again in Vancouver, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of February. So those are live Talk to the Entities classes. I also obviously facilitate the Access Core classes, the Foundation Level 1 classes, and the 3-day Access Body classes. Talk to the Entities is really my specialty. This year, 2013, is going to be the first Talk to the Entities facilitators trainings around the world. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's telecalls, which I think are a tremendous format, and people have a lot of hesitation, like, will I get as much out of them? And what I have found is the telecalls have their own magic and are an incredible format for people to learn and to grow as a group. And of course those are, you can be anywhere in the world, so they're super duper user friendly and we can have as many people as want to be on those calls. So all that information is on the talktotheentities.com website.
And the telecalls are great, guys, because, I mean, every week you're sending new questions into Shannon because you'll kind of live through what you just dealt with in that particular call.
Yeah,
so
it's a really
all of a
cool
sudden
format.
Things come up in your world, and you're, you know, meanwhile, if it was a 3-day class, you're done, now you're on your own.
Right.
With the telecall, you can go back and say, hey, this happened.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's a great format in that way. I agree.
So this has just been so much fun. So is there anything else you want to tell people about entities? Any more books coming up or?
Well, you know, I just really want to thank you, Lynn, for having me on here. And I know that it was sort of, you were nervous because you thought that this topic might push a lot of buttons. And you know what? It might push a lot of people's buttons, but there will be equal amount, if not more, other people who are going to listen to this that are actually going to have a sense of peace and space in their life because of this conversation. And it's really, again, to look at, it's like, whatever you think about entities and ghosts and spirits right now, how much of that is actually real and true? What is it that you know about it that you've been pretending not to know and denying that you know? And what would happen if you did claim on and acknowledge what you know and what you're aware of with all of this? It brings up a lot for people, and I totally understand that. And it's like, what if there was a possibility for you that you have not even begun to imagine?
And would you be interested in having that, in being that, in claiming that, acknowledging that, and starting to create a totally different reality? And that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about a reality where there isn't a sense of separation from what you know. There isn't a resistance to stuff that's different, but a willingness to be open, to be present, to be conscious. And what would consciousness embodied in every aspect of your life actually be like? Would your life look different? Would your life be different? Would you be different? Are you willing to make that change? What energies are available to support you? How dynamic are your choices that you might not be acknowledging are your dynamic choices? So again, it's sort of like, what else is possible? How does it get better than this? And if you have any interest at all in the talk to the entity stuff that we've been talking about, there are also a lot of free resources on my website under the audio video. There's a lot of interviews and there's some videos as well. Hours and hours of classes and interviews and information. So please do utilize that. Check that out. It's all there for you guys. And it's like, I would like nothing more than to have a world full of empowered people who weren't living in fear and stupidity all the time. So
there's private sessions as well. You want to tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, I do privates. I recommend that if you're a total newbie that you educate yourself a little bit about access from the accessconsciousness.com website, or that you do look at my videos and stuff so that you have a better sense so that we can move faster. And then again, that's not necessary, but there's also a shop on the website and the sessions are in there, and books and products and ebooks and all sorts of cool stuff. Past telecalls are in there, past teleclasses. So all the resources are available, and we've been working at this for years now. So it's all there. If you want it, we're here.
And, you know, I've had several people when I was proposing to do this call asking me, well, this show is supposed to be about vibrational medicine. How is this vibrational medicine? And the truth is, the communication that Shannon was talking about, communicating basically telepathically and vibrationally is what it is. And when you're doing meditation or just being aware and communicating in that way, it's all by vibration. So that's how it fits into the vibrational medicine umbrella, and that was one of the things that attracted me so much to Access, was when I heard Gary for the first time mention that everything was acoustical, that we're acoustical beings, which is a vibration,
right.
Because outside of my little sound world, you don't hear that.
Right.
So, Shannon, thank you so much for being the one to be brave and to be out there and the forge path that people can follow.
Well, it's my
pleasure.
And
not be afraid to be the freak.
How does it get better?
That's right. I say in my classes I'm a freak of freaks, so I'm willing to admit that. I don't have a problem with it either. Maybe that's why we get along so well.
Cool.
Well, thank you again, and if everybody will do me a favor again and go to the Good Vibrations website and join the new newsletter and join us on Facebook, we'd love to hear from you. We have a lot of great shows coming up this year. We've got acupuncture and sound next week. We've got low-intensity vibrational therapy. We've got sound therapy month in February and color therapy month in March. And we have vibrational therapy with your animals already set up for April. So we've got a full lineup for the next couple of months, and we're very excited. And so we'd love to hear from you guys. Send me an email at lynsgoodvibes@att.net. And we will see you guys next week. Have a healthy, healthy week. And thanks, Shannon.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.